Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Morning After, right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. It's been a couple days off, certainly well-rested, and I'm glad to be here with all of you. Brady Hicks, once again, I've got with me Granny Hulkster. Granny, how you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was okay. Nothing spectacular. Didn't do much. So, you know, just took it easy.
Okay. We also got Rat Boy. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Boy, oh boy, I had a good time this weekend. I stayed
okay.
Home and rushed up. I'm not like other people going to, New Hope and hanging out at Bowman's Tower.
I didn't go to Bowman's Tower, for the record, but I do like Bowman's Tower.
It's an ugly place. It's right there on PA, and everybody got to go check it out.
Granny, I went to the spot in the middle of the woods where there's all these rocks, and you bang them with hammers, and they ding like you're playing like musical instruments. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not my idea of an ideal thing on a hot day, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Oh man. So here we are once again, of course, and this is the daily recap show for VOC Nation, and I think the big news over the extended holiday weekend. Happy Labor Day to everybody, by the way. I guess officially, Granny, we're not allowed to wear white anymore. Happy Labor Day to everybody. The big news, of course, is All Out was this weekend at AEW. They had a downright scary match involving Matt Hardy where he fell and he banged his head off of concrete and he was clearly loopy. A lot of people criticizing AEW for allowing the match to continue.
Yes.
Well, I know his wife had come back and said something on social media that it was a true 100% concussion, that he shouldn't have been allowed to continue in the match.
Right. I mean, they knew he was hurt. So.
That's like last night on Raw. Drew McIntyre shows up in it driving an ambulance and takes out Randy Orton at the beginning of the show. And he took him out a couple different times throughout the night, you know, and then they pretty much ended Randy Orton going to the hospital in an ambulance by the end of the night. So.
But the biggest news is Sasha Banks.
Oh, yes. I mean, what Bayley did to her Friday night. Yeah.
You know, I can see why, okay, because I've been reading up on Sasha Banks. She had that ankle injury for a couple months now.
Oh, so she's taking time off.
Yeah, she's going to be taking that couple weeks off.
It's a shame.
Yeah, because I've been reading it, and somebody posted up, no, she's leaving because she's pregnant. I saw something like that. That's the only thing I saw was a little article that she was pregnant.
Yeah, no, she ain't pregnant.
All these other articles I've been reading that she's taken off because she did have an ankle injury since February.
Okay, yeah, and what will happen is then they'll have that match at WrestleMania finally. The match that we've wanted like the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
So there
I think the Mysterio family got their revenge on Murphy last night, I noticed.
I would say so.
Whoa, that was a brutal match, but I loved it. Yes,
I thought it was funny when they handed Angie the kendo stick, and Angie's like, I don't really want to do this kind of thing, but she did it. I mean, she started whipping up on him.
Yeah. Hopefully Angie fights Seth Rollins at the Survivor Series.
Who knows?
Granny, honestly, I don't know how well you know the Mysterios, but Kathy Fitz is very close with them, and she'll be the first to tell you that Angie's the last one that you want to fight in that group.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you don't want to ever
mess with the mama bear,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be drinking parts.
Mama bears protect their families. You don't want to put Mama Bear in a corner and fight her, that's for sure.
Nobody puts Mama Bear in a corner.
Let me bring Stro on real quick. Let me bring Stro on with us. Hey, Stro.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Glad to have
What's
you
going
on with
man?
Us.
Yeah, great to be here.
I'm hanging
with you. Oh my god.
Max Head.
I'm in the bedroom like a freezer.
We were talking about how Angie Mysterio was whipping up on Murphy last night with that kendo stick.
Yeah, the whole family. The whole family was.
You don't want to mess with Mama Bear, that's for sure.
It's laying out perfectly for Angie to fight him at Survivor Series.
That might happen. That might happen.
Why
yeah,
are you screaming,
yeah, yeah,
Rat Boy? We're all right here.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
We got to get him one
Lord
of those pop filters. Oh, man. Tro, how was your weekend? We had the holiday weekend, of course. Now we're none of us are allowed to wear white for 9 months now.
What?
Tremendous.
Labor Day. Can't wear white after Labor Day.
Sometimes I have
Maybe
to wear
it's shoes.
White, so...
Might be white shoes after Labor Day. It might be white shoes after Labor Day. I'm not sure.
Well, in February, I have a thing at our convention, special ceremony that we do at our convention in February that I have to wear white shoes. So, sorry.
That's
you know.
Well, speaking of the contract to white, with the whole retribution thing, I'm really thinking to believe they're like the offspring of the Black Scorpion from back in the day.
Oh, maybe that could
I
be.
I know two of them. They leaked it out.
Why does that not surprise me, Rat Boy? Why does it not surprise me? You know two of them.
If you know two of them, can you ask them to stop? It's really ruining the shows.
I know two of them. Well, why don't you just go
ask
them?
Are they on creative?
Why don't you just ask Keith Lee?
I'm hanging. I'm trying to get my hearing back from earlier, Rappel.
All I hear is ringing.
May Ann was one of them.
Mia Yim, yeah.
But
that's just who's playing it. It doesn't mean that that's who it's going to be.
That's who it is because she said that she ain't leave if Keith Lee leaves NXT, she's leaving too.
Oh man.
Okay.
They're both in the WWE now.
You can't reason with them. What were you saying?
And And the other one is the guy who was talking. You know who that is.
Who is it?
It's, what's his name? Dominic David Coldfish, whatever his name is.
Goldfish? Goldfish.
Did you see Goldfish? I like the Goldfish. What's your favorite kind, Rat Boy? I like the cheddar and the pizza.
Well, those are good.
The problem is I could eat a whole bag, and that's not good.
Yeah, that's, yeah, tempting.
I like the pizza flavor, but you gotta go to the Cheez-Its and get the bacon and Cheez-Its. They're good.
The
are they Goldfish?
No, these are regular.
No, no, we're talking about Goldfish.
Yeah, Goldfish pizza flavor. You know, fresh Cheez-Its got their pizza flavor.
He's jumping snack foods, you know, here.
And they don't put the smashes on cheese. Rat Boy,
I thought you were going to say pretzel, and I was going to yell at you because the Goldfish pretzels are just pretzels. You can get them in any kind.
No. I hate pretzels. I like the soft pretzel.
Me too. I always look at people funny when they get the like the pretzel sticks or whatever. Granny, that's not a snack.
Well, some people think it is. I mean, you know.
I'm really beginning to think that the whole Hurt Business thing is turning out to be another sequel to New Jack City. Remember that film?
I could see. Yeah. So is Cedric Alexander in the group now? I know I said it a couple weeks ago,
yes, and I was wrong.
Yes, he is. He turned on Ricochet and Apollo Crews.
I bet Granny loved that.
No, I didn't. I do not like MVP, and I don't like Shelton Benjamin or Bobby Lashley.
Granny, are you in Retribution?
No.
Okay.
And another thing happened.
The hood coming off and Granny's there.
I'm just saying
I don't like the heels, and I think it's very wrong.
It was me. It was Granny all along.
You know who used to say
no,
that?
No, it
too,
wasn't
Granny?
Me.
Granny, you know who else said he didn't like the heels? Lex Luger.
Yeah.
Then he turned heel.
Well, that was his business, but, you know, I don't like the heels, and I'll never like the heels. And you can't get me to change my mind, Brady Hicks.
I think of you more as a tweener.
No. No, 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 no. Nope, 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 nope. Definitely not.
Oh, man.
I think Granny is working on it. I think he's working on it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Stro?
I think you're working us, Granny. I think it's all part of your storyline.
No.
And
no,
just when
no,
we
no,
least
no,
expect
no,
it,
no,
Granny
no.
will turn
hey,
Hollywood.
Hey, I've got one of the guys that I know at Wrestling for a Cause, his name is Samadhi. He's trying to put this voodoo hex on me to try to get me to turn heel, and it's not
really?
Going to work.
Really?
I'm going to make a little voodoo doll and take with me to the Ryder Cup, and I'm going to stick pins in it all over because Samadhi's spell is not going to work.
That's tremendous.
On me.
Tell him the only thing that works is money.
Yeah.
Well, they've been trying to get me to turn heel at Wrestling for a Cause for the last 3 years, and it ain't going to happen.
Okay.
So how about that shot that Matt Hardy took? That looks scary.
Yep, that was scary.
I can't believe that they let him continue that match.
Me neither.
Like, let him heal up. Have the match another time.
Yeah, right?
Hope he's okay.
Yeah,
I just keep going through it in my head.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I mean, his head hitting the concrete like that.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that part. I didn't even watch. I saw a video of it.
Lucky he didn't split it open.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. It was bad.
Ugh, brutal.
Not like landing in Mimosa, that's for sure.
Mimosa. I can't imagine the stench of that stuff all over him afterwards. Oh, my God.
I know. Sometimes, like, there's this place I used to go to for brunch, and they would serve mimosas unlimited, you know. And it's like they're fine, the first couple that you have, Granny. But then after you have a couple, that stench is just everywhere. And you go to the bathroom, and you feel like everybody's, like vomiting it. It's like, and it's like, it's just in the air. You can just, like, that stuff is nasty when it just hangs. Just nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what else?
The lady stole the show, though, I thought. Rosa.
Oh, my God. I haven't had the chance to really talk about it, but I'm so glad that Rosa, that they brought her in for that. That was a lot of fun. That was a really good deal. I'm always a fan of the interpromotional matches. Whenever you can pull something together like that, they're always good. It's like dream matches, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What other news, Rat Boy?
Okay, I don't know if the show knows this guy, but WCW, Ralphie passed away. The security guard of Chris Jericho.
Oh, Ralphus?
Yes, yeah. I do know him.
Did he pass away?
Yes.
I didn't hear that. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me
he
too.
He was like a guy that was always like at the shows, just like hanging around, and Jericho started using him, right?
Yeah, he was part of the ring crew.
Ring crew. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he passed away a year ago, but nobody found out until today about him, that he passed away.
Really?
Yes.
That's sad.
And you ain't going
to
see AJ Styles. You ain't going
to
see AJ Styles for a little bit. Because he tested positive of COVID-19.
He actually had it, and he's okay now. So this was a couple weeks
Rat
ago.
Boy, what are you doing?
He just announced it, but he had it already. You got to be on your toes with Rat Boy. Rat Boy's already got him going to NXT. Now he's got COVID.
Wait a minute, you know who else got it? And Granny's best friend, NWO, Kevin Nash.
Granny's best friend.
It's not my best friend, Rat Boy.
I gotta put something into it now.
This is not
Pick
on Granny Day, guys.
She's more of a Scott Hall fan.
Yeah.
No, I'm not either. No. This is not Pick on Granny Day.
I also got to mention.
I say one time, hey, yo.
I don't think so.
I also wanted to mention, because we've been off for a couple days now, and the news broke late last week that Vince McMahon wants all of his stars off Cameo. He wants them all off Twitch. He wants them all off anything where they can make money on their own without him, basically, because they want to control all that stuff, which is – it's a shame. It is a shame. It's another – every time something like this happens, it brings back that debate about independent contractors versus employees. And these aren't WWE employees. You know, they don't get health benefits from WWE. They make money, but they're paid money – for the dates that they wrestle, essentially, is what they do. So WWE, really, they shouldn't be allowed to control the interviews like they do. They shouldn't be allowed to control bookings, anything where they can make money on the side, as long as they're not promoting the name that WWE gave them, like the ring name. There shouldn't be an issue. To me, I scratch my head every time I hear stuff like this, but WWE, I guess, can get away with it when you're the major company in town. It's horrible. And now you got politicians jumping on board. They want to try and stop WWE from doing this. It's a head scratcher. It is. But it's something we've been talking about since the 80s.
I know, back in the day, okay, when I saw D'Lo Brown, okay?
I thought you said D'Lo Brown.
Well,
I got you.
One month.
D'Lo Brown. From out of town.
Okay, and what happened was that
Saddest man in town.
That's Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
He came in into this place, right, shooting pine all with two other guys, right? They asked him to do something, and he said, no, I can't do anything because I'm under WWE contract. I cannot do anything.
Right.
I'm here to buy my ticket. That's what he said. He bought a ticket and sat there and watched the whole thing.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I've really only seen two people ever really thumb their nose at the whole thing. One was Brock Lesnar when he left WWE the first time, and then he ended up, like, wrestling in Japan and stuff like that, and WWE sued him over it. It was a whole big thing because he wasn't supposed to compete. And the other one was CM Punk when he just said, you know what, I'm going home. And I was actually surprised at WWE with CM Punk because they did ultimately release him. But they didn't have to. They could have just left him under contract and not paid him because he wasn't showing up, and illegally he wouldn't have been able to do much of anything. He just had to come back and fulfill the contract in order to leave.
It's
crazy that WWE controls that.
Arthur Payne's going now.
What'd you say? Arthur Ping is going now?
They're gone.
Who is released?
Authors of Pain, right?
Authors of Pain?
They're gone?
Yeah.
They're gone. Yep.
Okay. Well, I never cared for them, but I am kind of annoyed that we never got that straight-up feud with the Vikings that they should have done.
Yeah.
I mean, they built them both up, like, in parallel for so long, and then really... They only clashed, like, in those six-man matches and never really had much of a feud because the one guy got hurt.
Speaking of, what about Matt Sydal's debut in AEW at All Out pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. Good for him.
He hurt himself. I didn't hear that. Yeah, as soon as he got in the ring, he went for his finisher on one of the guys in the Battle Royal and almost broke his neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My old co-host
was writing me, like, we interviewed him, didn't we? I was like, yeah, well, I don't know if you did, but I did. yeah.
Oh, man.
What else you got, Rat Boy? We're really out of time here.
Okay, we got the man, Eddie Kingston, the clown of the Independent League around here in Jersey.
The clown, did you say?
Wow.
I do not endorse that, Eddie. Eddie, he's going to be coming after Rat Boy. I didn't say that, Eddie.
I know, Eddie. Eddie, come after me. I don't care because he had a phone call from the WWE after his AEW debut.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the guys under the mansion, Eddie Kingston.
Except he signed with AEW, so he can't.
No, he didn't. No.
He, as long as he stays under the mask, I guess he's okay, but he can't.
Yes.
Yeah. you know, years ago when we interviewed Eddie Kingston, Stro, he was in the in the parking lot of a strip club doing the interview, like outside.
Oh, wow.
And some girl came up to him, and she's trying to talk to him, and he goes, "Honey, I'm doing an interview." He goes, "Honey, I'm doing an interview. Did you ever hear the story? It's funny." He goes, "Honey, I'm doing an interview." And the girl, she grabs the phone off of him, and she just yells into the phone, "Give him the job."
Oh, my God.
All right. So listen, we're going to have plenty of time. We're going to have plenty of time to talk tonight at 9 Eastern when In the Room returns, because the guest has canceled, which means we're going to have an open forum. We'll be able to take all your calls, and we'll have a great time.
Yay.
914-338. I always love these shows. 914-338-1885. In the Room. And you'll be able to check that out right on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Just go to vocnation.com. Stream us there. Give us a call, 914-338-1885. It's myself, Stro Maestro here, Kathy Fitz, the whole gang. And we'll be taking your calls as well. Don't forget, 3 hours earlier at 6 Eastern, it's Shelly Live with Shelly Martinez from WWE and TNA Impact. So be sure to check that out. All the other great stuff on vocnation.com available. Just go to vocnation.com and check out the extended archives. Live and on-demand content each and every day of the week. I also want to mention, Granny, that people need to go to prowrestlingtees.com/vocnation. Check out all the great T-shirt designs there. More to come, but just such great stuff there. So let's be sure to, everybody, please check that out. Go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and a great review. And don't forget to go to Podomatic, vocnation.podomatic.com, and give us a like and a subscribe. This Thursday, a very special night, because it's the return of the NFL. I have a fantasy football team, Stro, and I'm very excited. We draft coming up. Team Alexa Blitz is ready, and we are going to kick the competition. I'm so excited. But along with all that, along with football, along with fantasy, don't forget to check out MyBookie. Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice, it's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your prize. Use promo code VOCNATION, all one word, no spaces, and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie. Everybody, we'll talk to you tonight on In the Room. Have a great day, and be good to each other.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Wow.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.